Hello, and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Vice President Mike Pence is in Southeast Michigan today to campaign for President Trump and to tout the benefits of the proposed New Deal to replace NAFTA. Now, just how much will this New Deal, yet to be approved by Congress, actually benefit Michigan's auto industry? Here now is Kristen Jicek. She's Vice President of Industry, Labor, and Economics at the Center for Automotive Research. Kristen, I think we pretty much know the vice president's going to say how great this proposed U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement is. What is your assessment? Is the Michigan auto industry getting a boost with this proposed new deal?
Well, you know, it's hard to tell right now. We're still working through some of the details, and the real changes to this agreement look at what the future supply chain for automobiles looks like and where those investment decisions will be made. And that's, you know, things for electrification, for connectivity, for automation. And there we do see there's a potential for some net positives to the industry and to Michigan. But, you know, there's a lot of moving parts here and a lot of investment that needs to be made in the next decade. So we're trying to get a handle on that.
Now, the latest assessment from the U.S. International Trade Commission, the ITC, says this USMCA would lead to higher auto prices and a decline in sales. Trump trade officials push back on that. They say the USMCA would lead to $34 billion in new auto investment in its first 5 years and 73,000 new jobs. How do we on the ground parse all of this?
Well, you don't. it's complicated. So the ITC has done, you know, economic modeling of the auto provisions in the USMCA, and the U.S. Trade Representative has totaled up all of the investments that automakers tell them that they are going to make as a result of the USMCA. And the result is probably somewhere in between. Our analysis of the immediate effects are that we would see increased prices and lower overall vehicle sales and production. You know, in the $34 billion, there are some investments that are confidential that the automakers have told the U.S. Trade Representative about that haven't been publicly announced and we don't know about. But there's also a bunch that were made public before, and some of those have been announced three or four times and dating back to 2015 before Donald Trump was the nominee for the Republican presidential candidacy and before we knew that there would be a renegotiated North American Free Trade Agreement.
Yeah, I'm sure people just wonder, like, what assumptions are all of these estimates, being based on and making when they're talking about a net gain? And it is very hard, as you say, there's so many movable parts. I'm sure it's very hard to be absolute.
Well, you know, and there's a lot of pieces that go into making an investment, too. I mean, automakers have to allocate their investment portfolio, their dollars, at the board level. So those sorts of things are made, you know, 2-3 years in advance of us ever hearing about an investment going to take place. And then once that investment is announced, you know, there's negotiations with the state, the local community, the union are negotiating about where those investments are going to be and what are the conditions for those investments. And we track investment in the auto industry fairly closely. We see that between 2009 and 2017, there was about $16 billion a year in automaker announced investments. That's gone down to less than $8 billion a year in 2017 and 2018. Some of that is due to where we are in the business cycle and where, you know, which products need renewing and which plants need infusions of capital to, you know, modernize the plant, the paint shop or the body shop or something. But some of that has to do with the uncertainty around what are the rules of trade and where should the footprint be located. And so we've seen a real drop-off in investment activity, or at least announced investment activity.
I'm speaking with Kristen Jicek, Vice President of Industry, Labor, and Economics at the Center for Automotive Research. So the Vice President is in town at the time that the White House is trying to convince Congress to, you know, support this revision to NAFTA. And there's politics. We've got the President coming to Wisconsin. The Vice President's going to attend a Trump campaign rally. So they're looking to woo back those votes again for 2020. At the same time, we've got this issue of tariffs, the Trump tariffs, and reports are saying auto industry is really worried about Trump considering tariffs of up to 25% on imported cars and parts. If he does that, what could that mean for the auto industry?
Well, that's a constant I liken it to he's put a bullet in the gun. He's put the gun on the table, and he's negotiating with our trading partners, saying, if you don't give us the terms of the agreement we'd like, we will shoot you with these 25% tariffs. It is devastating to the auto industry. We see, we'd see about $2,750 higher prices on vehicles, about 1.2 million fewer sales in the U.S. That would result in a net loss of about 370,000 jobs in the United States. And, you know, it's not just that imported vehicles are going to cost more, but imported parts as well. And every vehicle made in the U.S. has some reliance on imported parts. There are provisions in the USMCA that largely protect the parts imports from Canada and Mexico from being hit by those tariffs, but it's another one of those big uncertainties that's out there. So the automakers are supporting the USMCA. They want to get suppliers on board to support it and drive some political support for the Congress to pick up the legislation and move it forward this year. But that's a real tough sell when some of the key constituent groups like the AFL-CIO are saying we're not going to support the USMCA in its current form.
You use that word, uncertainty. I think it's a safe bet to say business and uncertainty are not good bedfellows. How is this uncertainty affecting the auto industry's investments and future plans?
Well, it does mean that the auto industry is sort of waiting to find out what the new rules of the game are going to be. Mm. There's a lot of things that go into making those investments. And, you know, USMCA rules are of origin are one of those things. Yeah. And once that gets solidified, there's still, you know, there's still this threat of tariffs. There's still ongoing opened negotiations with Japan, with the EU, and maybe if the UK ever consummates Brexit, there would be a negotiation with the post-Brexit UK. And then we have an ongoing trade battle with China as well. So on trade, there is nothing solid right now. And it's really putting a damper on where investments are going to go.
And circling back to the USMCA, would there be a net gain in the American auto industry jobs if this is ratified by Congress?
I can't say that for certain just yet. I'm looking through some of the details of those reports that came out last week, as well as doing our own research. I cannot tell you for certain whether it's net positive or negative, but there are some potentials for positive in it that we see, but it all depends on, you know, getting down in the details.
What will you be looking to hear from Vice President Pence as he's in Detroit?
Well, I think, you know, they will tout the benefits of certainty, the benefits of this future stream of investment, that specifically the requirements that new parts of the supply chain be localized in the North American market, and say that that's going to help bring back jobs to the U.S. market. The real question, though, I think, is, did they make complying with USMCA rules so expensive that the underlying tariff rate that we would pay for parts and for passenger cars is 2.5%? So if automakers, parts suppliers, and others folks in the industry see 2.5% is less costly route to complying with USMCA than meeting all the rule of origin, then they might go the 2.5% route. And in so doing, they open themselves up to getting that sourced material from any one of the WTO members. And that could mean fewer jobs and very much lower content here.
Kristen Jacek with the Center for Automotive Research, thank you so much for letting us pick your very, very smart brain.
Oh, thank you.